Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his friends and family, and we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, all our family, and all our loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Aware of the fact that the country is truly divided, not just having differences of opinion like in all other elections and at all other times we disagreed with each other, but today it is so powerful, the disagreements. They are so huge that we realize that one saying anything negative about the other side, Republicans, Democrats, Trump versus not having Trump, it creates such huge, strong feelings. Yet today we take the risk. We know we're appealing to half the country. We take the risk of upsetting the other half of the country because we do really value and appreciate all our loyal listeners. Today, Dr. Bob Rutolo and I, we want to share our viewpoint why we think it's time to repeal and replace Trump. Trump, our commander in tweet, is a bully, a racist, and an egocentric child. Our country under Trump is the laughingstock of the world. We can do better. We must do better to preserve our values, our integrity, our democracy, and our standing in the world. We have to speak up and speak out. As JFK said, if not us, who? If not now, when? Edmund Burke said, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. Get inspired today to play a role in the restoration of our values and to, quote, make America great again by getting rid of Donald Trump as our leader. Demand more of our leaders. Fight for the impeachment of Trump. Be a loud voice to your representatives in Congress. Demand to be heard. Keep on marching for justice for all. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bob, and I thank you for your courage, your integrity, and your willingness to speak up and speak out.
Joyce, it's a pleasure to be here, and I must say your introductory remarks are awesome. I could never have said it so cogently, so precisely, so completely. So thank you for your words and your opening comments.
Well, that's why I'm the host and you are not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
However, you make a great partner, and you're one of the few people that I offered a once-a-month show with me as a regular. There's only a handful of people that I've made the invitation to come back time and time again because you always deliver an extraordinary show. So before we get to our show, just tell the folks a little about what you do and your website.
Well, thanks so much. I guess in this stage of my life, I say that I'm here hopefully to make a difference in people's lives, and I do it primarily through my coaching and through working with organizations and helping them to be the best they can be. My background's in the behavioral and social sciences. I've been an organization development consultant for over 40 years. I've worked internationally. I've worked nationally and both corporately and nonprofits. I've been in the education arena. So I've been blessed with wonderful, wonderful experiences in interacting with people much brighter than myself, who have guided me and have mentored me in my life. So right now I work primarily off of two of my websites, drbobrutolo.com, no periods, drbobrutolo. TOLO.com, and then my corporate website, which is quantumperformance.net, quantumperformance.net.
And I just want to share, folks, that a lot of people make the mistake of a double L in Rutolo. It's R-U-O-T-O-L-O. DrBobRutolo.com. Given I've made the mistake many times, I just wanted to point that out so you don't make the mistake. And I wanted Dr. Bob to lead with his credentials so that you know how powerful he is, how worldly he is, and he is a voice to be reckoned with. Go ahead, Dr. Bob.
Well, thank you. Today's topic to me is a very significant topic. I've been struggling with it for months and months and months, more from the point of view of not the man who's in the Oval Office, who I must say that I'm dissatisfied with what has happened, where we are, where we're going, but more the political process, the system we have now. Not that I'm talking about overthrowing the government at all. I'm talking about a overhaul that will, and there are many things that need to change. But when you have and this goes back for more than one administration, where you have a Democratic Party and a Republican Party who can't talk and collaborate and interact with each other from a nonpartisan view, especially in world affairs. It has set us back so far both parties have had disenfranchised membership over the last a couple of elections. The Republican Party has fallen apart, and the last election demonstrated that, and the Democratic Party just about was fractured. So this is a system that we have in place that has enabled a person with the character of Donald Trump, our president, to be able to emerge as a national leader and as a world leader. And look at what's happened in the first year of his administration. I've just made a list of things when I was preparing for our show, and I said, right now the government shutdown, the Mueller investigation, Russian interference with the elections, Facebook, what's coming up right now, and that international world relations and what's happened right across the world and the position where we have shifted, all because of inability to be able to communicate effectively and to be able to work effectively with others. Everything is challenged. Everything is in chaos. So this is the arena where we are now. One other thing that really concerns me is that when I can't even speak to my friends because of their political affiliation, we can't have a dialogue on our political affairs without people going into conflict. We have a challenge and issue in our environment. So these are just some of the things that have been affecting my psyche and my place in the world today on how I see things unraveling.
And unraveling they are. And, you speak for all of us who feel that way. It is so scary. I feel the world has been set back hundreds of years. I'm not even going to just say to civil rights, with all that's going on, people being afraid in our country that they're going to be thrown out of our country. The safety, the security that we loved about our country for one and all that's gone. People are in terror, literally in terror. If they're lesbians, they're fearful. Transvestites being thrown out of the military, it's just on every level. What's going on is setting us back countless years.
Well, Joyce, I must say, this is kind of the background that we're talking from. But I do have to say, and it maybe it's because of where we are in the new year and what's happening, but I have to say, I'm seeing a number of bright lights, shining lights, that indicate to me that we as a people, as a country, are beginning to realize the state that we're in. So let me just give you some examples, okay? Given what I've just spoken about, look what's happening today. I'm laughing because I'm saying in the media, and then what pops in my mind and my psyche is fake news and these kinds of things that, and I recognize our media has had its own difficulties when you look at the structure of media, but let's not go into that right now. However, let's listen to the voices. Let's listen to the voices that are emerging over the last just few weeks, just the last few weeks. When I'm looking at groups of people, this takes me back to the 60s. I mean, you and I can go back that far. We came up through those eras, through the 60s and 70s. We know what political unrest is all about. We know about racial tensions and so on and so forth. This is now not singular in focus. It's multi-focus, which is very important, very important. When you have DACA issue coming up and you see what's happening there with that group of people, you have Black Lives Matter movement, you have the Me Too movement, you have really groups of people who are coming up and speaking out about what's happening in the world today, in their world today, and asking for a specific change. When you have what's going on in when Facebook, I mean, that's a huge, huge organization, enterprise, is now under duress and also speaking about saying, yes, we have issues we have to deal with internally because of the impact that it has on our democracy. So, these are things that we need to be able to be be pleased about and excited about and join all the movements out there in their own way to be able to really clean up our act as a country in the many different sectors and the many different emphases. I mean, this is a mosaic that holds us together. It's not this or that. It's a mosaic that holds us together. Each one of us have to work on weaving the threads that we can to improve and learn from the mistakes of our recent past and from history with regards to what we have to do. No longer can I sit back. No longer can my children sit back. No longer can my grandchildren sit back and let others play out moving us forward. This is a time for joint leadership. This is a time for every one of us to become a leader in speaking up for our voices on what is necessary in our country and in the world today. We live in a global situation. We can't build up borders. We can't build up walls. We know what the digital world that we're in right now, it penetrates anything and everything. We are more vulnerable today than we ever been before. We don't have to worry about the bombs. I mean, that's another issue with North Korea, and we can see that and feel that. But the infiltration that takes place in today's world is not something that you can see in all of our lives. So these are just some of the things that concern me, but yet I must say I am enlightened, not enlightened, I'm brightened. I have hope because of all this that I'm seeing taking place. Let me just stop there.
Very good point, and I very much appreciate you setting some light in the darkness here. I know when Trump got elected, I gave him 3 months to get through, no more than six, no more than nine, and as we marked his first year, I am stunned with everything going on, and everyone's been quick to point out just one of those things that he was engaged in, just one, getting off that bus and talking about you grab him by the P word. Anybody else would have long have been gone, would have never made it in. It's like he's Teflon. Nothing sticks, including if I was on Fifth Avenue and shut someone, I still would have my base of supporters. And that base of supporters put him in. And Hillary, that people got really upset for calling them the deplorables. I don't know what words to use, and a lot of them are my friends. I'm just stunned that they're blind, deaf, and dumb to what is going on here.
Well, Joyce, one of the things we have to recognize about the democratic process, it's not the swiftest in the world. As a matter of fact, it's the slowest in the world. And that's part of democracy, and that's fine. That's okay with me. And also too, perspectives I have is that, you know, given where I am in my station in life as far as just chronological years, I appreciate that we as humans go through various kinds of cycles in our societies, what have you. You know, most change goes very slowly, and we repeat ourselves over and over again. So, because every day is significant and I look at days, it bothers me. But again, when I look at the multiple forces that are now emerging, let me just speak about this in the sense that people talk about, where is this man's psyche from the point of view of his stability? One of the things I want to get straight out here, I'm not going to be act as a diagnostician in a psychosocial sense, but let me just get a few things set straight here, because I mean all our TV series are picking pieces of this up. I mean, I just happened to watch Madam Secretary just part of it the other night, and had a wonderful series on this president who had some mental behavioral issues. He was acting out of character, and the people closest to him to protect him and the country intervened and actually took his presidential powers away from him because he wasn't mentally stable. And I thought, oh my goodness, what a nice scenario to play. I mean, they're playing out what people see in the real world. And I said to myself, well, the difference here, though, is that he had an aneurysm or something going on in his brain that affected his behavior, you know, and so they were, and it was treatable. That's the object. It was treatable. Okay. So I want to get something straight here. I may be mistaken. And I'm just observations. the difference here with our current incumbent, Trump, and his mental status. And we also had recently in Washington, his physician give him a clean bill of health, very healthy man, you know, physically and that sort of thing, and gave him some sort of mental status test. I forget what it was, but it was only, it doesn't say anything because it was a small segment of the kind of thorough psychic assessment that one would go through if you wanted to assess one's total mental status and ability. But one thing, first of all, you know, Trump doesn't suffer from depression or from schizophrenia or from anxiety or some of the other disorders that can be treatable by drugs or can be other kinds of biochemical, physical treatment. When you have a personality disorder, when you have certain beliefs and certain attitudes are built into your psyche habitually from a young age through, that doesn't change. That does not get rectified. So, and you look at his behavioral path and his demeanor over time, you can't fix that. You can't fix it. And it isn't treatable by medical intervention. It's one of the most difficult. Unfortunately, we have many of our prisons full of people with psychopathic disorders that are not treatable. We haven't gotten that far yet. So when I talk about our president, my issue is around character. It's around a character disorder, and that you don't change. That you have to remove from wherever it is in a position. So I hope our continuation with the Mueller investigations and other things that we're doing to be able to see how this person can be removed from office in an appropriate manner continues, because we have some really big challenges here.
Yes, we do. But I just want to go back a moment where you referenced Madam Secretary. It's one of my favorite shows. They really do a great job each week on pulling from the headlines and incorporating it. And it was very interesting that they went to Article 25, which is the article to remove the president from office on the basis of unfit to run and lead the country. And it was very, very well done, because they show how his closest friends, people that love him, voted that way, when we all know that the Republicans in office today, Pence in office today, will not do that. We know that they won't, because they've had ample opportunity day after day, tweet after tweet, to deal with it and do something, and they are all looking the other way. They are all putting their heads where the sun does not shine. And it's so horrible to see that the leaders, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, they're just covering, and we all know behind the scenes they're unhappy too, but they're afraid of their political career, their base. They're so scared, and they're just, you know, as I said, falsifying things, lying, fake news, alternative facts. We have a new era of alternative facts. You can have alternative opinions. A fact is a fact. You can't have an alternative fact. So I say we can't leave it up to the politicians. They're not doing anything. And the Democrats, there's no strong voice really coming out, really strong, really taking a stand. They're not using the I word. So I just can't imagine getting to another year with a lunatic at the helm, calling Kim in North Korea Rocket Man to incite him further when it's just a button away from a nuclear devastation. How ridiculous is that? How scary is that?
It is. Unfortunately, our people in Washington who have been elected into these roles are every day, it just happens. The checks and balances aren't there to be able to enable them not to be full of self-interest. They have really built around them walls that enable them to not be accountable, to not play their games the way they do. It's a shame. Now, you know, it's interesting. When Obama came to office, he talked about changing Washington, wasn't able to do it. As a matter of fact, the Republican Party, as soon as he came in, stonewalled him at every move, okay? And this is why I say our system is broken. Trump has come in to change Washington, right? He can't do it. I mean, he's a disruptor, definitely is. But now you have the administrative office, and you have the two parties in the Senate and the Congress, and they're not. They can't. And especially with his demeanor and his the way he performs, he can't collaborate. He can't. You know, he talks about negotiating for Trump is to win at all cost. That's what it is. It's not win,
win
at all. Yeah, no matter what. So, I mean, when you have that as your bottom line, you know, you'll give up everything. You'll give up your first child and all your wives and everything else just to win. So that's not going to work. We're really in a shambles in Washington. I don't know how you do this. This is not my forte, but there are certain from my experience in organization development, form follows function, and so but form dictates function. So once you put a structure in place, it dictates how we behave. We have some significant structural impediments in our political system that have to be looked at and have to be worked on. I mean, I don't know how it's going to be done, but what's going to happen is Trump is bringing us to our knees as a democratic process, bringing us to our knees. The concern I have really is one of the ways that Trump can manipulate the situation, because he is a manipulator, is basically to get the attention off him. One way to do that, which is unbelievably horrendous, is to play with the red button. I mean, him and Korea and others. So, and we've done this, unfortunately, we've done this. I mean, one of the best ways to get us united is to find an enemy out there and start a war. I mean, how crude can we be as a civilization to do that? But unfortunately, I tell all my friends, they know this, is that reason why we're in this situation is because of our humanity, because of our species. It's an imperfect species. That's why, we destroy ourselves. So, again, as you said, Bob, thanks for shedding some bright light on this dismal dark hole. I don't want to exaggerate these beams of light are wonderful, but we need to really grab onto them, and we can't be bystanders. I mean, I must say, it's hard for me to believe, but it's really true. I at my stage in life, I got to get out on the streets. I mean, I've got to find different ways. I mean, I appreciate your platform to be able to speak to your listeners, and I'm asking every person out there, please, do not sit back, take a position. But be open-minded. Take a position, but be open-minded. That's not easy. Okay, start a dialogue with your friends and with your colleagues. Start a dialogue. Don't allow silence. Don't allow silence. My wife and I, my wife says to me, "Oh, Bob, I'm concerned when you go out and talk to our friends because I'm afraid you're going to get into a argument." I said, no, but I do. I hunger for a dialogue. I hunger for a dialogue to be able to understand why are you taking that position and why am I taking it? Is there any common ground? Is there any common ground that we can say that we as human beings living together on this planet, in this country, need to address to be able to work together collectively and collaboratively? We have to do that. I plead to your audience out there, Don't just sit back and listen to this. Get involved. Get involved. Bring us closer together. It's so easy to pick an enemy out there and to shut off the walls and just say, oh, they don't understand. They're stupid. We are ignorant for taking that position. And we, you know, we as American people, you know, when I hear the President of the United States make us great again, are you kidding? Are you kidding? We are great as a country. Our demise is not our greatness. Our demise is our willingness not to be great, meaning great being recognize what we have, recognize what we have done, what we contributed, and say this is not for us, it is for the world. I mean, I can't believe the position we're taking, building walls. Yes, and building a symbol of a concrete wall. I mean, I haven't heard. I mean, I don't believe in people invading our country not through the right channels. I don't believe in that. But you know, there are different ways to address that than we're doing. I mean, it's just. It's unreal. So I'm asking
us. It's beyond unreal. What's scary about the wall, besides the obvious, what's scary, Trump wants to put billions, that's B, billions of dollars into this wall that America does not want. When I look at the homeless, when I look at those starving, when I look at all the ways we can make a difference to our own people, what does he do? He takes away the program Wheels on Meals for seniors who are so happy to get a meal delivered when they can't get out, when they don't have the money. Wheels on Meals was the first thing he took funding from, but he wants to put billions in a wall that we don't want. Look at our infrastructure, our bridges that are not secure, everything going on in this country, and all he cares about is a wall. All he cares about is emulating Putin, his hero. Why doesn't he become Putin's co-president there? That it drives me nuts when I hear the money it would take. And what's scary, I do think that the Democrats are succumbing a bit, because that's how they can get help with the DACA bill that they want to pass. So everyone's selling out on something. Funding and everything it takes, it's absurd when the country is in such dire need of funds. Country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree, Joyce. One of the things that I hear from many of my friends whenever subject is broached about Trump and his behavior, they say, look at the stock market. Look at the stock market.
Yeah, good point.
And
that
is so upsetting to me in this sense. I mean, first of all, the stock market isn't where it is because Trump. I mean, we know that the markets, when you look at, when people get some data at the way Barack Obama left his office, in other words, the state of where we were as far as our debt was concerned, and many of the things that came over those. Again, I'm not taking a position of Democrat or Republican here. I'm trying to look at some of the facts, and I'm not the best fact person, but I must say the little that I have found and I'm looking at is that the markets have grown where they are because of not the past year alone, but before that. What Trump has done, I must say, it has encouraged corporate America to be more robust and to grow because of what he's done with the tax structure and what he's done with deregulation and what he's proposing. So that does stimulate the market. But my concern is here is that there's a particular organization that I'm interested in, and it's called Conscious Capitalism. And I would ask any of your listeners to Google Conscious Capitalism, because it's a movement here in the United States which demonstrates what has happened through the positivity, the positiveness of capitalism in the world today. I am pro-capitalism, but I'm pro-conscious capitalism, where the dollar doesn't rule all, that the dollar is a byproduct of good leadership, good management, good business decisions. It isn't the driving force. And unfortunately, in the Trump world, it is the driving force. It is the ultimate measure. And it is costing us greatly. When you think about what's happening in our country, our position as a country in the world today, from the point of view of international world relations, I mean, it has been totally destructive. Right across, world leader can look to our country and say, oh, I can trust where America is and where it's going. I know the direction it's going, and I can trust its leadership. It can't do that today. It doesn't do that today. We have fallen behind as political leader. Make us great again? Give me a break. It's deplorable. And I can't understand how bright people with intelligence. One of my dearest friends I was in business with for a number of years, when the campaign was on, last campaign, I couldn't understand how he could put on Facebook what he did from the point of view of commenting on the different parties. I mean, I would be embarrassed to have some of that stuff. And we've done that. We as a country, as a society, has really, I think, have become much more deplorable in the way we treat each other and the language we speak to each other. And we, like I said, we can't have constructive conversations with each other. So as we need to be able to, as I said, start having a dialogue, a positive dialogue, with some respect, with some civility. With some civility.
Anyway. That's all very true, Dr. Bob. And on the Make America Great Again, we were great until Trump came into office. So to make America great again, we have to get rid of Trump, ASAP. Every tweet is destructive. Every tweet, he's angry at actresses, at the media, at the FBI, all our institutions. In front of the world, he's negating them. So the FBI loses respect around the world where they were revered around the world. Drain the swamp. Well, he did drain the swamp because everything in the gutter, everything in the swamp came up to the surface. Hence, we are having more anti-Semitism now than we have since the war. That's how bad it's gotten. He drained the swamp, brought them to the forefront. Those are his heroes, the Ku Klux Klan, the white supremacists. So it is so scary. Everything, like I say, what is all this big deal about how bad he is, how bad he is? Well, I strongly disagree with, strongly upset over, strongly angry about. In short, what I hate about Trump, simply put, is just two things, everything he says and everything he does. Just two things. Everything he says and everything he does.
Joyce, let me just comment on that, and I don't disagree with you, but let me say to you in the audience that you, your wonderful audience you have, is that Trump is the symptom of a much broader demise that we have going on in our country today. He is a symptom. He got in office, but he's a symptom. I mean, matter of fact, and the reason why I say that is that to me, having him out of his office will be a symbol to all of us, a sign to all of us that we have recognized, I don't usually say this, our sins, our imperfections as a society. I don't like to talk in religious terms, and this isn't religious. It has to do with our nature, whatever you want to call it. but it will be a sign that we have recognized what we have done, what we have done as a people, and what we need to do. But it will be the beginning, just the beginning, because if Washington stays the way it is and just moves them out, someone else will fill the void, or they'll hide in their crevices and slowly erode our democracy. So I just want to get that straight from where I'm coming from.
I get the point. Well spoken,
you know,
Dr. Bob.
You know,
but the world is just so scary now. Folks, it's really important now more than ever for you to get into a positive mode. One way you can do that is to listen to this show every single day and hear in the very wise words of our health guru why it's good for your health. Even is Beverly Nadler, who has the Here's to Your Health Thursday segments every week. Here in her voice and in her words is the importance of this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you can join the thousands of loyal followers that find out about our shows through an email every day with the guest, the topic, and what is important to know that you wouldn't otherwise find out in such a timely fashion. The good news is if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear any show 24/7 in our archives. That's 8 years of shows that are in our archives. And if you go to the upper left, the upper right of the homepage and in the search bar, put Dr. Bob Rutolo, R-U-O-T-O-L-O, or perhaps you might spell it two L's. I think we've had it in both places. All his shows will come up, every single one of them, really impressive and designed to make a difference. I just want to make one other comment regarding that poem. Every show is upbeat and fun. 99% of our shows are upbeat and fun. I can see today's show is not upbeat and fun, but it's designed to be impactful. It's designed to make a difference. So we went off that formula because we found this message much more important than following a prescribed formula. Back to you, Dr. Bob.
Well, thanks so much. You talked about draining the swamp and what emerged out of the swamp. It's a wonderful metaphor. Again, let's look at what has happened through this last election and from the point of view of the followers of Trump and who brought him into office. The challenge that Trump has, he doesn't have a singular base or a base that can that can collectively come together as a unified group. What he did do, however, he had identified segments in our society that feel disenfranchised and who have wanted to have a voice, and he gave them all a voice. As you said, many of them are bigoted, or what you want, you can put labels on them, all these different labels. And however, they're all different. They're all different. But what he did do, he demonstrated that our society, as it is today in our democracy, has many dissatisfied people and have not been able to unify or to bring together or to meet the needs and desires and wants of many folks. And so, and yet he goes about destroying the programs that are out there to serve some of these groups. So it's a no-win situation, is what I'm trying to say. It's a no-win situation. So I think we really need, again, to look at what has this last year to 2 years uncovered about our current situation in our democratic process in the states. This morning, I received an email from one of my daughters that had a saying I want to share with you, because I think it's very appropriate. It's called the Awakening, from Virginia Marie Swift, and this is just an excerpt from it. It says, "You learn that the only thing that you must truly fear is the great robber baron of all time, fear itself. You learn to step right into and through your fears, because you know that whatever happens, you can handle it. And to give into fear is to give away the right to live life in your terms. You learn to fight for your life and not to squander it living under a cloud of impending doom. You learn that life itself isn't always fair. It doesn't always get you what you think you deserve, and sometimes bad things happen to unexpected good people. In those occasions, you learn not to personalize things. You learn that God isn't punishing you for failing to answer your prayers. It's just life happening. That's the way it goes. You learn to deal with evil in its most primal state, the ego. You learn that negative feelings such as anger, envy, resentment must be understood and redirected, or they will suffocate the life out of you and poison the universe that surrounds you. You learn to admit when you are wrong, and you build bridges instead of walls. You learn to be thankful and take comfort in the many simple things we take for granted, the things that millions of people upon the earth can only dream about: a full refrigerator, clean running water, soft, warm beds, a long hot shower. Slowly you begin to take responsibility for yourself, by yourself, and you make yourself a promise not to betray yourself and to never ever settle for less than your heart's desires. You hang a wind chime outside of your window so you can listen to the wind, and you can make it a point to keep smiling and keep trusting and to stay open to every wonderful possibility. And finally, with courage in your heart and with God by your side, you take a stand, you take a deep breath, and you begin to design the life you want to live as best you can." I want to share those words with your listeners out there.
Dr. Barb, that was awesome. Tell me the name and the author so I could Google it and print it out. That was very powerful and very
That's just
timely.
An excerpt from this beautiful reading, and it's called The Awakening by Virginia Marie Swift.
That was awesome. Thank you, daughter, for the contribution to the show that she made.
Well, it was very timely this morning for me to open this up and to read it. And I says, "Oh my goodness, I'm so pleased that she has shared this with me and that she's taken that wisdom into her own heart and her own mind and her own actions." And I'd like to pass it on to others and for me to meditate on that myself. So
And that was The Awakening by Virginia. What was her last name?
Virginia Marie is the middle name, and the last name is Swift, S-W-I-F-T, The Awakening.
Well, thank goodness your daughter sent that to you swiftly and in such a timely fashion. I just want to say one thing. It's no secret how I feel about Trump. It's no secret how every single thing he says, everything he does, really does bother me. But I just want to take one moment to give the devil his due, and that is when he pronounced the U.S. Go to Jerusalem and acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I did feel really good about that. I know the history of the Jewish people. My heart has always been in Israel. I do believe it's his rightful capital. But for those of you who are now in up in arms thinking, he destroyed the peace process, he destroyed it, there was no peace process. Let me be clear. I will have extremely impressive guests on our upcoming shows that will explain to you there was no peace process. To this day, the Palestinian children in their schools are taught to destroy Israel. They're taught, it's in all their books, that Israel should not exist. They're taught to kill Americans and Israelis. And they are rewarded with money, big money, when they do that. Their pictures are put up everywhere. Schools are named after them. They are acknowledged as not just martyrs, but as heroes to destroy the country of Israel. So those of you who are under that illusion there was a peace process or it happening, there wasn't. The closest we came was in the Clinton administration when they gave so many concessions to Arafat, the then leader, and he walked away from peace. They do not want peace. They want to be heard. They are masters at illusion. They are masters at public relations. They get the world on their side because they are hiding the truth. Do you know that they use their children as shields? Yes, they do. They use their children as shields. We use weapons to protect ourselves with weapons in front of us. They have their children in front of them because they, I know it sounds weird, but I am speaking truth. And as I said, we will have experts. They want the sympathy of the world. They do not want peace. They want Israel annihilated so that they have all of Israel. One of the experts on that, and we'll have him very soon, Joel Freeman. He's the author of about 22 successful books. He speaks all over the world. He is not Jewish. He's also an authority on Black history. We have him always for Black History Month. He is not Black. He just sees the truth and tells it as it is. His website, Israel Crazy, is his website, Israel Crazy. So I just wanted to share that because it's an illusion if you actually believe ongoing peace talks were happening. They're not. They are brainwashing their children to kill the Israelis and take over Israel, not to make peace with Israel. Okay, having said that, we only have a few minutes, time enough for me to thank you, Dr. Bob, for really pointing everything out so succinctly, so articulately. What message do you want to leave our folks with?
Well, first thing I wanted to say is I'm so glad you're having Joel Freeman on your show because Joel is an authority. He's a brilliant person. And everything that you said about him is awesome. And I'm so glad that he's going to educate us all on what's truly happening. And so wonderful. I'm looking forward to see and hear Joel and what he has to say. I also want to say that bad people can do good things once in a while, and maybe that's what happened here. But in ending, I do want to say that I think the words of Virginia Marie Swift on Awakening, I wanted to share that with the audience as kind of a closing note. And I want to thank you, Joyce, for allowing me to share some of my views and about what's happening in our current political situation. I want to ask your audience out there to please get involved, become educated, informed, have open dialogue with people who do not necessarily have the same mindset and the same views you have. Seek for facts, seek for information, and all of us move forward to have our political system recalibrated, readjusted, so that our democracy can be strong again. I do hope that we see a change in leadership, a change in Washington real soon. And thank you, Joyce, for allowing me to share some of my views with you and your audience.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you share views anytime on any topic. As I said, folks, there's only literally a handful of people that I invited to be regulars, and Dr. Bob is one of only five. Beverly has her Here's to Your Health Thursday show, and Dr. Cindy Collins, who's a very good on nutrition and health overall, I invited her to be a regular. That's the second one, Peter Marks, our psychic, who's extraordinary, world-renowned psychic, Peter Marks. His show is this Friday, where you actually can call in and get a free on-air mini-reading with psychic Peter Marks. He's another one. Chap Oscar is another great, great leader who we've invited to speak regularly. I have the best of the best, and as I said, to be a regular, it really takes something else, and Dr. Bob made that category. My closing remark is a quote by Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I am not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Those are very impactful words that really drives the point home. It is time to speak out. If not now, when? Demand to have your voice be heard. Keep on marching for justice for all. And in closing, I'll share this prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. My personal prayer for all of you. And folks, go out and make someone happy today. That's our mantra. Make someone happy today. And you could start with you. Make you happy today. We want to make you happy today. And you can do that right here, right now, as we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, one and all, for being loyal listeners.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day. Wow. And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.